will buy it off you. You? Yes, I. But at a tremendous discount, of course. No, for 200,000 francs. Our house, added the Englishman with a laugh, does not do things in that way. And you will pay ready money. And the Englishman drew from his pocket a bundle of banknotes which might have been twice the sum Monsieur de Beauville feared to lose. A ray of joy passed across Monsieur de Beauville's countenance, yet he made an effort at self-control and said, Sir, I ought to tell you that in all probability you will not realize 6% of this sum. That's no affair of mine, replied the Englishman. That is the affair of the house of Thomas and French, in whose name I act. They have, perhaps, some motive to serve in hastening the ruin of a rival firm. But all I know, sir, is that I am ready to hand over this sum in exchange for your assignment of the debt. I only ask a brokerage. Of course, that is perfectly just, cried Monsieur de Beauville. The commissions are usually 1.5. You will have 2, 3, 5%, or even more? Whatever you say. Sir, replied the Englishman, laughing, I am like my house, and do not do such things. No, the commission I ask is quite different. Name it, sir, I beg.